We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tony Fourier and Mego, and we are joined now on the Harbor One Hotline by Andrew Raycroft of Ed Nesson and WEEI. He hosts Sunday Skate with Matt Kalman and Scott McLaughlin. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. First question, obviously the news coming out today, details of Bergeron's deal here, and also Krejci returning. I want to ask about David Krejci. Do you have any insight into when the discussions with him seriously coming back to Boston began and how those developed?
I don't have any exact insight, exact info. They'd always left the door open. I had not been a big believer in that a year ago when they did leave the door open. I assumed anyone going over to Europe and going home, that's probably it for them. And then you watch them play, especially when David Pastrnak gets dropped down to the second line this season, and that it is possible that he doesn't have to play with Bergeron and Marchand. And then you see Krejci play with David at the World Championship, and the chemistry they had, Krejci hadn't lost a step even playing in Europe all season. His ability to move the puck and find each other over there, it became more of a possibility in my mind watching that World Championship. And then it just felt like the wheels were in motion after that with all the Instagramming that David was doing with Krejci.
Razor, how much did the moving on from Bruce Cassidy play in any of this? I know everyone's just speculating, right? The band's kind of back together. Do you tie the two together?
I mean, you can do that. I think Bruce Cassidy dropped David down to the second line and allowed him to play with Hall and Hall. I think that's a bit of a catalyst, but I think it feels like David wasn't overly happy with the lineup at all times when Bruce Cassidy was here. So it certainly makes it a lot easier if he doesn't have those feelings and it's a bit of a fresh start and he does know that he's going to play with David. I don't think there's any doubt that on opening night, it's David Krejci, David Pastrnak, Taylor Hall. And we've gone over it years and years with the Krejci line mates and who he's had to carry along at different times in his career. Now those two guys are going to carry Krejci along.
So I'm just looking at, you know, like Krejci's going to be, he's 36, Bergeron, what, 37. Is this just like just Band-Aid type of signings right here? Or is this actually, you know, giving them an opportunity to win?
Well, you could make that argument with Krejci. You can't make that argument with Patrice Bergeron. He won the Selke again last year. He was the best two-way forward in the league. You look at I mean, I'm not a huge analytics guy, but if you want to make the argument of just not only my love for Patrice Bergeron and what I know he is like and what I know what kind of a person and teammate and what he does, my eye test, but the analytics say he's basically worth $14 million and he's getting them for $2.5 million. So there's no question that Patrice Bergeron coming back makes your team better. Now, you could use Krejci going to Europe, but at the same time, listen, he's a really good hockey player. He's been understated, I think, throughout his career here. And I don't think he's a prideful guy. I don't think he's coming back here to go through the motions and not get 50, 60, 70 points as a second-line center.
So this brings me to another star on the team that you mentioned before and the chemistry that he has with David Krejci. That's Pastrnak. Do you think that this has any impact on what their decision with Pasta and the negotiations of his contract going forward may be?
I, don't think so. I think David's in a position where he gets to go wherever he wants to go. He gets to make a decision on whether he wants to live in Boston for the next 8 years or if he wants to go somewhere else. If he wants to live in Boston, he wants to be a Boston Bruin, they're going to make the money work. They're going to pay David whatever he needs to be paid. If he has eyes somewhere else, then we're going to find that out here in the next 12 months. But I don't think David's making the decision one way or the other whether Krejci's in the lineup or not. I'm pretty sure that David Krejci doesn't want to be Tom Brady and play till he's 45.
Razor, I'm just looking at it right now, and we were talking, our producer Ryan was saying, you know, this bringing a band back together for a team that lost in the first round. And I like the Krejci signing because it's $1 million, right? And if he can't play, he's not the same player, it is what it is. But more importantly, Coyle's on that third line, probably where he should be with Smith and probably Zaka. You know, when Marchand comes back, Hall, Krejci, Pasta. You tell me. I mean, do you have three lines here? Like, is this a team that you think can do something, or is it just, like you said, maybe putting a Band-Aid on it?
No, this year, there's no question you have a great lineup. And listen, this is all about the coaching change. This is all about the Jake DeBrus, the Charlie Coyles, the Craig Smith, the Brandon Carlos on this team. That's where this team is at. We know what we're going to get from Marshawn, Bergeron, Pasternak, Krejci, even for that matter, right? Like you just said, Lou, $1 million. I mean, that's the deal of the league. Getting that guy on $1 million. He's going to be overperform that dollar figure. Charlie McAvoy on the back end. It's with those other guys. It's can they take another step? And I think the coaching change goes to some of that. You obviously know all about the DeBrusque and the Cassidy feud, quote unquote, that they, you know, they weren't getting enough out of those guys, but those guys need to take the next step. And that's where this Bruins team is. And if they get that from a new coach, and they get that in the new kind of system, however they're playing that, then they're going to be a better team. If not, then they're still a playoff team. They got 107 points last season, but you feel like they might not be able to go on that run if they don't get that depth from those other players, next group.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like you mentioned the Selke Award winner, Bergeron, and, you know, $14 million, that's probably where he should be. I mean, I know he's like a team guy and, you know, loves the experience here in Boston, but holy cow, what an unbelievable, pay team.
That might be the deal. That's the deal.
I just feel like that's got to be. It's almost remarkable that, like, he said yes to this. And I know I just don't get it.
He's a good guy.
I mean, I know, but his deal is incentive-laden. I know it's incentives, like, you know, that he will earn. It'll be around $5 million, but holy cow. Like, What do they have on him?
he's left a little bit on the table, huh? And
you
as
think?
A pro athlete, and as former pro athlete, like I'm glad to do anything to get an extra $1 million out of something right now. And the fact he's leaving it on the table is like, you want to shake him.
Ten is another. Eight's another.
No, I know. And you back in what he's done the last 5, 6, 7 years. Patrice is going to be around right at $100 million now, career earnings. So maybe he had that number in mind and he got to that point, then that's good for him. But no, it's a great point, and I think it goes to a lot of guys give it lip service, right? There's a lot of guys that do lip service. I'm going to take a little less for the team, but there's no doubt in this situation right now that Patrice did that. And I think I'm not sure it matters just this season, guys. I think it's more a matter of the legacy that Patrice wants to have and going to the Raptors only as a Bruin. I think there's a lot of that in play as well. And listen, if the salary cap was $90 million, he'd probably get $4 or $5 million more. But with what's happened in the NHL and COVID and everything else, if he wants to be, that's really kind of all they had left.
Razor, you mentioned last one. You maybe mentioned Pasta. You know, he can decide where he wants to live for the next 8. My concern is that he looks and says, okay, in 2 years, who's here? You know, is Krejci gone? Is Bergeron gone? This is going to be beautiful. Little reunion this year. But in 3 years, do I want to be here? What do you think that deal is? What is the number for Pasternak?
Well, you have Charlie McAvoy at 9.5. So that's typically the Boston Bruins kind of have an internal cap on their top player. And I would think that number's there. Now you see Jonathan Huberdeau, who I would definitely make the argument that David Pasternak's more important to any team, does more for any of the teams that he plays on, just signed for 8 years, $10.5 million. last week in Calgary on the same kind of extension. So it's in that region, I would say. I think, again, where the world was the last 3 years, the salary cap only allows a few teams to be able to sign a Pasternak. The Bruins should be one of those teams. And I think, that, again, that's what, on top of everything else, on top of David wanting to be here as a Boston Bruin, I think it does give him the inside because, again, there's not a lot of teams that can sign him for an 8-year, $84 million deal. So I would look at that more so than I would look at who he's going to play with over the next 3 years. In hockey, it's a lot harder to, whether he goes to L.A. or anywhere else, it's really hard to know who you're playing with, you know, year to year.
All right, Andrew Raycroft, thank you so much for joining us from NESN and WEEI and Sunday Skate. We look forward to hopefully talking to you more once the NHL season gets started.
Sounds great, gang. Have a good afternoon. Stay cool.
Yeah, you too. We are trying.
Although we're not bitching.
No bitching allowed.
No bitching about the heat. I will bitch all I want because I don't have a pool or a beach house. Nope. But on the other side of this break, we're going to take a break really quick. On the other side, I want to get into a little bit of NBA talk because Shams just came out with a new report regarding Kevin Durant, and he's doubling down on his trade request from the Nets, and it appears the Celtics are still possibly a front runner to make that trade happen. We'll do that in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.